I'd like to call to order the Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee meeting for September 1st. Call to order. First, we'll begin with the roll call.
Congressman Big Horse. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Keane.
Present. I think Congressman Big Horse is having some technical difficulties. Congresswoman Good Fox, could you lead us in prayer, please?
Yes, thank you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you today and we are thankful for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon the Osage people. We ask for prayers and special prayers for our mourners, our men and women in uniform, our elders, and our children. We ask that you forgive us for our sins. All these things we pray in your name. Amen.
Next on the agenda is the approval of minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes for August 10th.
I second that. Motion carries.
All those in favor. All those in favor.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed? All right, motion carries.
Motion to approve the minutes for August 11th.
I second that. All those in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Motion to approve the minutes for July 31st.
I second.
All those in favor?
All those in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next on the agenda is possible rules amendments. I'm going to go ahead and go through the rule, read out loud the proposed changes. We have a few changes here that we want to propose. So the first rule, the first change will concerns rule 4.21, overall duties and responsibilities. The proposed change reads, every member shall diligently attend each session day of Congress via in-person or electronic means and the committee to which they are elected. A member must submit a reason for being absent from session in writing at least 24 hours in advance, except in the case of an emergency, to the Clerk of Congress and to the committee chair in case of committee meetings. The Clerk of Congress shall compile a list of members' attendance, including absences at any point, for all sessions and committee meetings, and the compiled list shall be a public document. The clerk shall reflect those members who have notified the speaker or committee chair of anticipated absences. The next proposed change concerns Rule 4.23.
Can we identify this caller real quick?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Congressman Bickhorst.
I just wanted to let you know that I was on and I do have your information pulled up.
Okay, thank you. Concerning Rule 4.23, the proposed change shall read as follows. The chair of a committee shall preside over the meeting via in-person or electronic means and shall retain the voting rights as a member. The next proposed change to a rule is the Rule 4.24. The proposed change will read as follows. Members shall attend sessions or committee meetings via in-person or electronic means. The next rule that we propose to change is current Rule 4.29. The proposed change reads as follows. When Congress is in session, all members shall, while in the chamber or being present via electronic means, be professionally dressed and shall conduct themselves appropriately as a member of the Osage Nation Congress. The next rule we propose to change is the current rule 5.21, which concerns a quorum. The proposed change pursuant to Article 6, Section 9 of the Osage Constitution, the presence of at least two-thirds of the whole number of the members of the Congress via in-person or electronic means shall be necessary to constitute a meeting of the Congress for the exercise of its powers. Moving down, the next rule would be current rule 5.132, which concerns open sessions and meetings. The proposed change shall read as follows: Congress, committees, subcommittees, or task forces shall not hold meetings at any facility or location that may restrict public access to such a facility, but this rule shall not apply when required to meet by electronic means. Moving down, the next rule we propose to change is current rule 6.311, which concerns drafting and presenting proposed legislation. The proposed change shall read as follows: The sponsor or co-sponsor of a legislation must attend the appropriate committee via in-person or electronic means meeting where first discussion on the sponsor's legislation will occur. The sponsor of the legislation must be timely notified by the committee chair that legislation has been placed on a committee agenda. The next rule we propose to change is current rule 6.32. The proposed change shall read as follows: The sponsor of any proposed legislation shall submit the legislation either electronically or in person to the clerk of Congress to be filed via paper document and in electronic word form. The clerk shall assign the legislation a number and confirm the date and time the legislation is received in writing to the sponsor. The final rule change we are proposing concerns current rule 7.153, committee meetings procedure. The proposed change shall read as follows: A committee may only take up bills or resolutions for consideration if a quorum of the committee is present. A quorum is a majority of the members of the committee. In order to establish a quorum, committee members shall be present in person or via electronic means. Yes, Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Congressman Keene. I just wanted to voice my support of these rule changes, especially given the times that we are under. I believe that it's in our best interest to change these rules with no date set in mind, to go back to the way we originally had them, given the circumstances of our world and not knowing whether any chair, any Congress member, any staff person that may have to unexpectedly quarantine at home. It could be short notice, and I just think that it's a smart move to make these rule changes at this time. So I'll be supporting these rule changes.
Thank you. Yes, Council
Chair.
Yes, Congressman Bighorse.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I wholeheartedly agree, because this world that we're in right now, it's an unknown world. So I stand behind these rule changes also.
Thank you. Council Gill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to revisit Rule 6.311, the proposed change. Just simply a grammatical change there. We need to move the word meeting to right after committee, so it'll read, the sponsor or co-sponsor of legislation must attend the appropriate committee meeting via in-person or electronic means where first discussion on the sponsor's legislation will occur.
Did Congressman Bighorse and Congresswoman Goodfox catch that?
Yes.
Change?
Yes.
Yes, I see it.
I just have a small question. On proposed change 6.32, the sponsor of any proposed legislation shall submit the legislation either electronically or in person to the clerk of Congress. So then the clerk files it paper and in word form. Is that correct? So once you, so you can receive it either physically or electronically, but the clerk files it both ways. Is that, that's the way that reads, right? Yeah. Right. That's how it's supposed to be,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just needed that clarity. Thank you. Yes, Congresswoman Goodfox.
I move to recommend approval of rule changes to the rules 4.21, 4.23, 4.24, 4.29, 5.21, 5.132, 6.311, 6.32, and 7.153. To Congress.
Any opposed? Good, motion carries. Yes, Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you. So I was looking at your agenda and it says possible rule changes, and I wanted to take this time to talk to the members of this committee. We also have our legislative council here who might be able to weigh in on if this rule change can be done, but I wanted to talk to the committee about changing the rule so that it reads that the scholarship, burial assistance, and health benefit card legislation are sponsored by the chairs of those committees of jurisdiction. I feel like in the past, the times that they've been filed sometimes are a bit early, and it's kind of to jump out there and get it done fast. It's become a little bit of a political, I don't want to use the word grandstand, but that's kind of what it, to the point where some individuals think that only certain people can file it or only certain people want to file it. And I don't agree with that. And I think that those distributions to the people with the people's money are supported by the majority of Congress. I think that they will always be supported by the majority of Congress. And I just think that it would be a good move to have it in our rules that burial assistance, scholarship, and health benefits should be filed by the chair of the committee. We change those chairs up usually every year, if not every other few years. And it will tell the people that, you know, there are more people than just one or two people on Congress that support those distributions of monies. So I wanted to see what the other members of this committee thought about that.
This is Chairman Keene. I think it's a great idea. So would we then have, would the health committee chair actually be the sponsor of both the burial fund and the health card?
No. You, in the past, the burial assistance, I believe, and it's dependent upon the speaker of where that speaker wants to send, but I think that's gone to the cultural committee mostly in the past. Health usually goes to the health committee, and the scholarship appropriation usually goes to education.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Congressman Bickhorst, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly, because there is a certain members that seem to get their names on those three big ones and only their names. So I am for the change.
Thank you for your input, Congressman Bickhorst. Council Gill, do you have anything?
I do not. Thank you, sir.
I guess the only thing, as the chair of this committee, I'd have to research is if there's any actually legal obstacles to this kind of structure. Would you care to opine on that at all, Council Gill, or just off the top of your head, would you not think there would be?
You know, my initial thought is no, I don't believe that there would be. You know, if the Congress, you've got eight members of Congress that want to amend the rules to add that to it, I don't think that there's any legal barrier. We already have it in law that the chair of appropriations is supposed to approve our sponsor, the, you know, main legislation for the appropriation, operating appropriations of the nation.
Yeah.
So there's been some precedent set for that type of requirement to be put in place. Obviously, another Congress could come along later and change the rule on you, but that's we can't stop them, and nor should we stop them from doing that.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. I agree wholeheartedly, Congresswoman Goodfox, and I'll start working on, with you and Scott as well, we can start working on a proposed change to implement that.
Okay.
Is there anything else from anyone?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. The Rules, Ethics, and Engagement Committee motion to adjourn is granted. Thank you.